Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Dukes and Bell, we were talking about the Falcons signing an offensive tackle in wake of Caleb McGarry retiring. We're live in Augusta, guys, Twin Peaks, and getting ready for the Masters. And coming up, Guy Talks on the way. But Mike and I were discussing this, and literally right as we went to break, Falcons announced they are signing former Chiefs offensive tackle Jawan Taylor. Now, Jawan Taylor at one point was considered to be a really good offensive lineman in this league. There's a little bit of drop-off, okay? And this is where I'm at. Some people may disagree. I did not think he was great last year. He didn't play a full season, but as I just tweeted out, it put him up C. Dukes. Mike, if he's healthy, it's a one-year, $5 million deal with incentives, okay? Right. If he's healthy, maybe he jumps in and can help us because he does bring experience. And this is what we were discussing before the break, and I said, if you go draft a guy, that's great, or maybe you go try to find a guy. This kind of tells us that maybe they knew this was going down.
Right. And we said it earlier in the show, Carl and I said they don't get blindsided. But we got blindsided, but the Falcons weren't. $80 million four-year deal just 3 years and a month ago. So there was a time when he was considered one of the elites at the position. So as all we can say is as a 28-year-old former Gator, hopefully find some form. The running joke on him is a couple guys hit us up on the text line saying, will the NFL give us a dispensation or let him start 5 yards behind the line?
That's funny.
Because he's the one, famously, because the Chiefs are always on Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, where it's always, he's moving. He's always moving. It got to the point where it was almost comical, even going back to like a year before. But anyway, we've got Jawan Taylor. Better or worse than Elijah Wilkinson? Better, right?
No, he's better.
Right.
When healthy, he's right. Better. I don't know how long he's been fighting these injuries and what's been going on.
Elbow last year shut him down for the IR at the end of the season.
So, look. This is where we, as fans, have to trust the scouting staff, okay, and the pro player staff, personnel guys, and go, of the available potential guys that you could have gone after, this is one of the tackles that made sense, all right? He's 28, to Mike's point, from an age standpoint.
Right.
If he balls out, it's a one-year deal, Mike, and you can come back and say, hey, let's talk next season. But he's got to perform, and the incentives, I think, take the deal. You know, he can make a couple extra million bucks, but at the end of the day, it's a reasonable deal for a guy, again, who, when he played at a high level, was really good.
Now, a couple of guys asked us during the commercial break about Jack Conklin.
Yes.
Former Brown, former Pro Bowler, former first rounder.
He's 31. He was also available, but I also think he was probably rated higher than Jawan.
More money. And we weren't going to commit guys. The only guy that got a multi-year deal was Jahan Dotson.
Correct.
So it kind of the same argument we've applied to the defensive side. They weren't going to lock it in, perhaps, if Jack Conklin was asking for more loot.
And Conklin, the reason why he's interesting, and you'll hear his name, like, why didn't we sign him? He played for Stefanski.
Correct.
So he knows him. He knew him.
Too much money? You think that's it?
I think when you talk about free agent availability, it's Conklin, it's Taylor, it's another guy named Jonah Williams, Mike. And Williams is 28 out of Arizona. He played with Arizona. Those were probably the three guys that you were – and what we did know, Mike and I have been just kind of – this has been a fluid story, guys. What we did know is how much money did they want to spend on this.
Right.
This is why we were talking about the draft. If you said, you know what, we already – you know, we don't have a lot of cap space. We still may be taking care of Drake, which we know that may be down the line. And again, that's going to be, you know, that will help us with the cap. Then if you didn't want to spend, then you were going to go the draft route. But if they're willing to give a tackle $5 million, I don't know if Conklin would have come here for that.
Correct. So now we're, again, the same. So basically the same principle, Carl, on the other side of the ball applies here.
Yes, it does.
So it's a shorter-term deal, potential. If he gets traction, maybe he stays, maybe he goes somewhere else next year. He was highly regarded, then all of a sudden he's become like the walking false start.
Yes.
But, again, a bigger guy with experience. Elijah was more of a guard playing tackle. This is a true tackle.
Yeah, man. Look, this
is all about Caleb. If you're just tuning in, Caleb McGarry announcing his retirement, which obviously the Falcons were anticipating.
Yeah, I think, again, Mike, it's going to be interesting, man, to see – how things shake out. We got a lot of new pieces. We still, and again, we'll get into this at 5 o'clock. But the James Pierce Jr. thing, you were saying today, and we'll dive into this about a plea deal, right? Or not a plea deal, right.
a potential plea bargain.
A plea bargain, right. Yes.
Now, again, we don't know. I reached out to a couple of my buddies down in South Florida, and nobody really has a read on how that's going to go. A lot of the guys did agree to what you and I were talking about a few weeks ago. If we don't know, the Falcons are, again, the Falcons know this. We just don't. We're not privy to it. James Pierce has started a treatment. Okay, air quotes, anger management, psychological treatment, getting his head right, something they can bring to the prosecutor to say, here's where we are since this happened. You know, believe me, as a person who's been down this road, not as bad as what he did, but somebody who had to do anger management and had to talk to a DA, I speak with some degree of experience. Your attorney comes not empty-handed to the day. And again, before you go before the judge, and that's what we're talking about before, just happens to coincide with the week of the draft.
Okay. Look, that'll figure itself out. Right. By the way, guys, very supportive. Okay, we've not talked to a lot of these players today. Bijan spoke. Jesse Bates, very supportive of this dude, man. And you know they're going to treat him, as I said, as a teammate, and do everything they can to help him. So
Bijan, again, guys, it's awful, but I know we talk about this every time. I just blown away the lack of. I know some guys, I've got no empathy for a psychopath. Well, maybe he's not a psycho. He's made some bad decisions. We don't know about it, how he's brought up. Yeah. I'm not trying to be a bleeding heart here. But let's get this cat a chance to get right.
Mike, here's the deal. And look, when I hear guys say that, I'm like, you've never had an emotional moment in your life?
Apparently these guys don't.
With a woman? I've been married damn near 30 years. Are you serious right now?
Apparently, everybody.
Like you've
everybody
never
married,
had an emotional moment. Like everybody who says that, I'm just saying. When I hear you say that, dude, I got to be honest with you. We all been a little bit of a psychopath. You've been with somebody long enough, okay? At the end of the day, you get to a point where you make the right decisions. But this idea, like he is insane and he's crazy. Well, if he is, then he won't be back. But if he is a guy that just needs help, get him the help he needs. But this thing, like being sanctimonious about, well, I would never. Yeah. Okay.
Hey,
all right, bro.
I'm glad you married your high school sweetheart and you never had a fight.
I'm sorry.
Congratulations. You're the world's perfect human.
Crazy.
But that's the stuff I see on social media. I'm like, look, yes, it goes, we only care about winning. Well, I do care about winning. He's a really good player. We want guys with edge. We don't want sociopaths on the team. As you said and we say all the time, they've got a toxic history that goes all the way back to their time at Tennessee.
Yeah.
And they probably should have disassociated long ago. Just kind of the same crap that Marcell Ozuna went through with his wife.
Correct. But I've always said this, like, because they're professional athletes, and I will defend this. Like, everybody in their life has moments, not like that, but you have moments that you would be embarrassed about.
Of course.
If people found out. And it's like, dude, this is what it is. Let's hope he gets the help he needs. But, yeah, I'm just not with that, Mike. You just set me off with that comment. I'm like, really?
No, and that's why I argue all the time. Guys, when I first came to Atlanta, I hate to say it, Carl, I was kind of sounding like that. And then I grew up, and I learned the real world because I was in my late 20s when I got here. Life happens. Yes, we all wish we would never do that, as you said, made some terrible decisions and paid the price for it. And he's going to pay a price for this. He's going to lose millions of dollars in salary. He's going to be suspended for probably half the season. We don't know, maybe more, once the NFL finally decides. And it's there's no way to defend what went down. But you're telling me that's it. That's the end of the line. It ends there. Well, yeah, unfortunately, there's lots of folks in different upbringings and backgrounds, Carl. It does end there. He's got the resources, and lucky enough, maybe he can get right and turn this into a positive.
Yeah.
And maybe he can teach and give lessons to people so they don't make the same mistakes he did earlier in his life.
I know.
That's one possible ending.
It is. 404-726-0929.
All right.
Enough preaching.
Yes, we got to get away from this. We got to get back to the Masters.
and we will.
And the Masters told Tiger, speaking of trouble, we don't want you here. Tiger says, I'm going to go do some luxury rehab in Switzerland.
Bob Herrick joined us to start the show. Excellent writer, guys. He's written books about, you know, Tiger, Phil, Jack. He's got a new book out. As a matter of fact, he's here at the Masters. You got to hear what he had to say about what's going on and the dinner last night, talking about the history of it. It was very interesting stuff. That's coming your way at 6 o'clock because he was very good. But coming up, what is going on with Guy Talk?
All right, I've got even more.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
More outrage, Carl.
More?
Outrage.
More?
You're not going to believe some of the stuff that's being said about today. a par three tournament at the Masters that really, in the grand scheme of things, is just a fun day for everyone, right? The folks who are lucky enough to be there at the Masters. Apparently, Jason Kelce and Kevin Hart have single-handedly ruined the sanctity of Augusta. Stay tuned for that. Also, unfortunately, got some sad news about a legend in Atlanta radio. I'll explain.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.